لله وكفى
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. صدق الله العظيم، صدق رسول الله. Our object of life was not Ramadan, but now after Ramadan, all what we, the taqwa that we are supposed to have gathered, gained. So now our life must be with that taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the Quran defined. And all the ibadat and everything of Ramadan was to acquire this taqwa. If we have acquired this taqwa, then we have got the strongest weapon with us, and nobody can harm us in any way. We leave from here, shaitan will be loose and all his shackles and chains. And nafs is there with us, but they won't be able to harm us. Taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala opens ways for him. And that ways, Allah explains in another way, another ayat of the Quran Sharif, in Alam Nashra, إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Ya ulama explained that إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ الْأُسْرِ. And both ayats, it is إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ. It's defined with alif lam, definite. That means whatever problem, one problem, how many problems you got, with each of them, yusran. It's not one solution, unlimited solutions. So if we have taqwa, Allah will open unlimited doors for us. Or we don't have to worry about solving this problem, that problem. We must worry of acquiring taqwa. We have taqwa, on the basis of that, Allah will solve all our problems. In another ayat, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The person who has taqwa, Allah Ta'ala magnifies, makes his rewards very big. Like we know, like teachers who teach in a school, if they do that some university degree, after that they'd still be teaching the same, but the salary will be much more. Because now they got an additional this degree, that degree, and promotion also is according to that. So if we have our taqwa, degree of taqwa, then the work we'll still be doing the same amount. But now, يُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah magnifies, glorifies, makes very big the rewards of our same amal. What we are doing, just have to acquire the degree of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah forgives all his gunas by the barakat of taqwa. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And the other one, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And without any doubt, Allah will give rosy from sources you cannot imagine. And Allah will give rosy with great respect, with great honor. You don't have to slog. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains one person who used to be in Hardoi with Maulana Abrarul Haqsab. Partition of India, Pakistan, he also went to Pakistan. But he wasn't finding a job. And he was working very hard in the hot summer days, delivering ice on the bicycle. So he showed you, he was a Majzoob type of a person. So he's speaking to Allah, he said, Ya Allah, I'm a human being, but work is taken from me like an animal. I'm working hard, slogging like an animal I'm working. So Allah Ta'ala will make our rozi easy, and Allah will give it with respect and honor. People will beg you to accept from them. And Allah Ta'ala, and this also, then the person who has got that, like one of the great, great khalifas of Islam, the Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu found out, investigated that how is your khalifa. So they explained that various things. Then Hazrat Umar sent 1,000 gold coins to him. So he got a shock. He told, oh, big problem, big problem. Wife asked, what happened? Khalifa, our Amirul Mu'mineen pastor, say worse than that. He says, what did one of our Mujahideen Jamaat go and they were defeated? He say worse than that. What can be worse? He says, dunya has come to tempt me. And I know that I have to, how am I going to, you help me? Tell me where are the poor people? and let us send it. All he distributed. And that was the night of Eid when his children didn't have clothes, new clothes for Eid. And he gave away everything. After some time, Umar came to know, again he sent. So he told his wife again, big musibat came, big problem came. What? Sayyidatiya came. So she said that just send it from where it came, send it back. It came to Allah, send it back to Allah. Spend it in the path of Allah. When Allah opens that in the heart, then you can't imagine from where and where Allah gives you. No work of dunya you do, and dunya will pour in. But when you have reached that reality, that you know it's not for you, storing it here is useless. Send it for the akhirah. The big bank of akhirah. The security is 100% there. And you can't lose your money there. And as we mentioned, Jummah time, Allah Ta'ala is that finance minister, so to say, that he grows your finances. You gave a khajur in the path of Allah, Allah grows it till it becomes like the Mount of Uhud. So like this, all what you spend, and the Mount of Uhud, all that Allah will give you, you cannot imagine. So now we are going to leave from here. The thing is that this taqwa of ours, Allah make that we acquire it, we work for that. And we didn't have to work for it directly, just the amal of Ramadan. Also Allah Ta'ala says that if you have taqwa, in tattaqullah, yaj'al lakum furqana. You have taqwa, Allah will give you furqan. Furqan, clear what decisions to make. Must I do this, must I do that, must I opt for this? With taqwa, Allah will guide you. The guiding light of taqwa is extremely bright. And it doesn't just come on when there is load shedding. It's there with you all the time, 24 hours. You are awake, you are sleeping. So may Allah make that we have acquired this taqwa. And to the level of our taqwa, now we will be able to see ourselves. Eid morning, just like a newly wed person, the fajr of his first, after his first night, is in big jeopardy. He compromises it very greatly. Now Eid morning, fajr also. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali calls deeply for the ibadat of the night of Eid also. He says many, many people who made ibadat throughout the month of Ramadan at night, but Eid night, now they take it easy and they go and sleep. Whereas that is a very special, one of the few special nights of the year are the two nights of Eid, of the two Eids. They also should be spent in ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So how much we have acquired this taqwa, so much inshallah it's going to carry us. And if it was genuine, that taqwa, and taqwa like Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Ibn Mulayka rahimahumullah said that I met 30 Sahaba, and each one of them feared nifaq, hypocrisy on themselves. So that is when we have that taqwa, we will fear that I'm not sincere. And when a person feels I'm all right, that I'm right, my view is right, I'm 100%, that person is in great danger. And he's a great danger for other people also. And you can't expect hidayat to spread from such a person. He will only spread gumrahi, darkness, misguidance. He will be just spreading that. And the sad part of it, such a person will be spreading it in the guise of deen, which makes it very difficult. Like tawadu, if to acquire tawadu, but when tawadu is in the form, this pride is in the form of tawadu, then to treat it is very, very difficult. Similarly, pride, when it is in the form of tawadu, and sincerity, when it is in the form of show, in the form of sincerity. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person in the morning is meeting his friends at work, wherever, rubbing his eyes. And he says that last night, whole night I was making ibadat, my eyes are like drooping. And so in the form of sincerity, he's expressing his show. So to treat that also, if a person is got show, vanity, to show off, then to treat that is easy. If a person has got pride in him and is aware I've got pride, MashaAllah, many brothers have written also all the spiritual diseases. So to treat that is very easy. And the main treatment we should remember, Haji Ahmed Naqud Asab, Rahmatullah Ali, once explained to us that he or somebody, I think it was himself, told Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that this pride of mine doesn't want to break. It's just not going. So Hazrat said, just keep on making dhikr. So our dhikr is very, very important. Our ma'amulat. If we don't make our dhikr, and the first day, Eid's day, we might not do it collectively because constraints, people have to get ready for Eid namaz. Time is very little. But we must make our Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that even your deeni work, don't let that be a barrier for your zikr. Even your mutala of your kitabs and your teaching of your kitabs, let that also not be a barrier for your zikr. Zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. If you neglect your zikr, then this is starving your soul. Your ruh gets starved. Your ruh, the food that it needs. And for that one, great easy amal also. But unfortunately, we don't do it. When we are eating, make shukr. Allah loves that person who while eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah. Such an easy way to become a wali of Allah. When Allah loves you, you is wali. And just by saying alhamdulillah. And this is a reality we cannot escape from. That food, who prepared it? Who gave us our fingers, no sores, no cut on the finger, we're not using a spoon, somebody else is not feeding us, we're taking the food all in our fingers. And then to lift it to our mouth, then to be able to open the mouth. There are those people who are on drips, they can't even open their mouth. And then to be able to chew that food, that is also a great ni'mat of Allah. We just go on chewing, we just go on talking, we say our jaws. But not the jaws, the top jaw is firm on its place. It's the bottom jaw that's working all the time. In chewing also, the bottom jaw is working. And in talking also, the bottom jaw is working all the time. So who gave this in? Then to digest the food. Every morsel of food, when it comes to the throat, it takes permission from Allah. Must I be a source of health for this person, or a source of illness, sickness for this person? So it's not in our hands. All the very healthy food also we eat. It's it all in Allah's hands. So then when it goes in the stomach for it to get digested. And one beautiful dua. Person, especially if he's got constipation, read this dua. That all due praise is due to Allah who gave us to eat and who digested it also. And for the food to digest properly is a very big ni'mat also. We spoil the whole system by drinking cold things, etc. The digestive system doesn't work, function properly. So anyway, I was speaking that with that read also, Ya wajidu jalla jalaluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah, Ya wajidu jalla jalaluhu. Then the very same food which we are eating for nourishment of the body, to give us strength in the body, that same food will become spiritual nourishment. Now that food that we are eating, it will help us to make ibadat of Allah, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So our taqwa, all these qualities we should have. And when we are going now throughout the year, it was easy. It was an environment of ibadat. Ramzan was like that for everyone. Allah had changed the shayateen also. So it was easy. But now it's going to be adverse condition. And really a person is tested when he is in adverse condition. Then it will be seen how much taqwa he's got. A car, when it is in the workshop, and they put it on the machines to check the wheel alignment, to check all the various things. But it's not moving in the workshop. The report of the machine will come that everything is right. But now when you're going to drive it on the road, on the pavement, side road, uneven, on the tar road, on the superways, freeways, very good roads, other roads that have got potholes in them, other roads that have got cracks in them, other roads that have, the road is going up and down, it's not even. That is when we'll see how the car is. So we also, we were in the workshop. Now when we are going out, we will get adverse conditions. People going to pass all types of remarks also. And lot of sarcasm also. You think you are very pious now. You think only you got deen. Only you are conscious of deen. We are all, we got no deen. We are all murtad. All types of things people will tell us. At that time to see, and when they will attack us, do we get angry at that time or not? Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali saw two people fighting. The one told the other, I'll give you so many swears. If you swear me one time, I will swear you so many times. Maulana went to them and told them, all your swears, address them to me. Swear me 1,000 times. You won't hear one swear from me. They caught his feet, they made tawbah, and they made up between them. So people going to pass all types of remarks. Are we going to get angry at that time? And all that is our fuel to get built for Akhirah. The more that they are washing our gunas, we couldn't wash them all off ourselves, they will be washing off. And from there also we learn that when we don't wash our gunas, then Allah appoints, and you are the favorite of Allah, then Allah appoints others to wash your gunas. Then you get all these adverse conditions. And they are just enhancing your position and making you more greater. So anyway, this is the time for us to turn to Allah and to see that our behavior is much more better than it what it was in Ramadan. Yeah, we were with our friends sleeping, eating together, namaz, we gave preference to one another. Now it will be much more, we will be tested. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers who wanted to become bayat, come forward. And those who have got ijazat, khilafat, now or even previous, the whole object is we start majalis. You have in the masjid is the best, otherwise at home. Your family don't want to sit, you yourself make majlis. You appoint your half an hour for a start, and you read your kitabs every week this time, and even if you're just alone. Haji Farooq Sakkar, of Sakkar, Rahmatullah Ali, was a great Khalifa of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When he started, for 6 months, nobody came to the majlis, all alone. Then for about 2 years, only one person who was stone deaf. He couldn't hear one word. But then afterwards, jungle mein mangal ho gaya. How Allah made his khanka, and people from the world and all, they started coming. So we start with our silsila. Whether it's at home, wherever it is, nobody has got an excuse. For your own self to sit and make, everyone can do it. And Allah Ta'ala, seeing our sincerity, will inshallah increase it. And then Allah will make it more. And through us, like we explained Juma time, that person in Ajrara, one person, like an ordinary person, but conscious of his halal, he changed the whole village. And not whole big, a lot of people were not required. Whole lot big intizam, and that wasn't required. One person. And just that he was firm on his deen, Allah Ta'ala made that whole town to change and change permanently. Where they were like Muslims reading namazes, but it was just the name of Islam and name of namaz. They became real Muslims, and the reality of Islam came to them. So each one of us can be, and this is how the work of the akabir, our aslaf are. And in the Khanka silsila, one person goes to a place and he starts his work there. And we do our work how it's supposed to be done, Allah will spread hidayat there. Well, from one person, Allah will spread hidayat. And deen will come alive. That is the object. Not big show, numais, a whole big show and that. No. Deen will become alive. Allah give us tawfiq. And dua is not a formality. It's not a vote of thanks at the end that we say that we making shukr. No, it's a ibadat, a very great ibadat. It is mukhul ibadat. It is the ibadat, the whole subtotal of everything. A person can also say how much ibadat he's got, how much iman he's got, according to the amount of dua he's making. If he's making dua, that means he's dependent on Allah. And if he feels, I'm in charge, so he won't, no need to make dua. I've got everything, I'm doing everything. So Allah give us the tawfiq and reality of dua. It is a great thing by which a person connects with Allah. And he becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نسألك بأن نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد منا ولك الشكر فضلا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وتفضل وترحم وتهنن وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأمته أجمعين كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى دائما أبدا. اللهم صل وسلم على روح سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح. اللهم صل وسلم على قلب سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القلوب. اللهم صل وسلم على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل وسلم على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين وأنت أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ما أمسى بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك. إخدائي من دارا رسوى مكن، كربدا من سر من فيدا مكن. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت، ولا هما إلا فرجت، ولا دينا إلا قضيت، ولا مريضا إلا شفيت، ولا ميتا إلا غفرت ورحمت، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيت، ولا ضالا إلا هديت، ولا جاهلا إلا علمت، ولا مسافرا إلا بلغت، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني منه ما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقني القرآن العظيم وتخلطه بلحمي ودمي وسمعي وبصري، وتستعمل به جسدي بحولك وقوتك، فإنه لا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا، ونور أبصارنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب همومنا، وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. Oh Allah, accept our Ramadan, accept our ibadat. Oh Allah, we were totally deficient. Oh Allah, you in your mercy and your kindness, you complete it, Oh Allah. That is your work, you love to do it, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the full fruit of our little broken, useless efforts, O Allah. O Allah, let it bear full fruit for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives, eternally in Jannatul Firdaus, in Haziratul Quds, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the taqwa of the month of Ramadan, O Allah. Let there be taqwa in our eyes, O Allah, in our tongues, our ears, O Allah, our heart and mind, in every limb of the body, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with your closeness, O Allah. Let us become your favorites, O Allah. Bless us with the love of Sunnah and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Bless us with the love of salawat ala Nabi, ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with the love of Quran Sharif, O Allah. O Allah, let us make Islam truly our direction in life, O Allah. Let us follow the deeni commands fully, O Allah. Fulfill all our needs, O Allah. What we have asked, grant us, O Allah. What we are asking now individually, also grant it to us. Our families, the Ummah, ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, O Allah. O Allah, protect Islam in the world, O Allah. Protect Darul Uloom Deoband, O Allah. Protect the Muslims in the world, in Palestine, O Allah. Everywhere in the world, protect us, O Allah. Grant us all righteousness, O Allah. Grant us all we have asked, and all that we will be asking now, individually in our own capacity, grant it to all of us, our families, our marhumin, our parents, O Allah, our asatida, our mashayikh, O Allah. Grant every goodness, O Allah. Reward all the brothers who have come, O Allah, the sacrifices they have made, and they have created this beautiful environment of your obedience, O Allah. Forgive us all our shortcomings in serving them, O Allah. O Allah, make us all guiding stars of deen and of hidayat, O Allah. Reward our families for supporting us, O Ya Allah. What a great ni'mat, O Allah, that they support us in deen, O Allah. Reward them fully and bless them with the special jewels and the special great treasures of deen, O Allah. O Allah, let our children be huffaz and ulama, O Allah, in the true and correct sense of the term, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على